The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There'd be a bit of a row brewing in Dublin City Council. We're joined on the line by Dahi Doolan, who's a Sinn Féin councillor for Ballyfermot Drina and, of course, was a high-profile candidate in the recent Dublin Euro elections. And all of this is a bit of a row further to the intervention by the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise and Employment, Eimear Higgins, who's responsible for business. And she, along with a business group, met the city manager, Richard Shakespeare, I think, about the implementation of a Dublin transport plan which would restrict vehicles in the city centre, which was due to be put in place in August, and she was looking to get it extended to the next springtime. Good morning, Dahi.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell me the background to this, first of all. What are the proposed measures in this transport plan?
Well, first of all, I think we'll all agree that the traffic congestion in Dublin city centre needs to be tackled. We need to reduce the amount of cars going through the city to increase footfall, to make the city more accessible, user-friendly, safer for pedestrians, cyclists, etc., and particularly for our young people going through the city. And one way of doing that is you reduce the amount of cars going through the city because only a minority of cars are actually stopping in the city to provide any footfall or business to local businesses in Dublin City Council. We see the hugely successful pedestrianisation of Henry Street, Grafton Street, Cable Street, etc. It's been hugely beneficial. We see it in the cities across Europe, particularly where pedestrianisation is creates footfall for businesses and makes cities far more user-friendly, tourist-friendly, safer cities. And we had a very comprehensive consultation process where thousands of people were involved in the consultation process before this plan was brought before Dublin City Council. We did raise concerns on behalf of the disability sector, who engaged directly with their elected representatives. And we were progressing quite well, I thought, and had a good, happy, healthy debate on how we traffic congestion in the city. And then Minister Higgins then intervened and attempts to halt the process. And I think he needs to say this is wholly inappropriate. It certainly shows us a sense of chaos at the highest level of government, where two ministers have two very different approaches in how to tackle traffic congestion in Dublin. Both of them Dublin-based TDs. Minister Ryan and Minister Higgins both represent constituencies in Dublin, and both are very, very different views on how we should apply the traffic plan. But it is Dublin City Council's traffic plan, and we would ask the Minister, she should have engaged, or other people should have engaged with the process if they wanted an impact on it. It seems a bit like bully boy tactics coming in this late in the day to simply derail the process, bring it to a halt, pause it and reintroduce it next year. That's not how we should do business. This is the heavy hand of central government trying to strangle democracy at local level. And last night there was a very robust debate on this matter in Dublin City Council. And I was very vociferous in my opposition to big businesses coming in this late in the day with the support of a government minister to derail the process.
Okay.
If they were that passionate about it, they could have engaged with the democratic consultation process. But one has to ask, why didn't they? And if they did, why are they coming back in for a second bite at the cherry to try and impose their views on the population of Dublin? There was a democratic, open, transparent process. It should have been engaged. Let us get on with managing the city.
Okay.
Let us get on with making Dublin a more accessible, safer city for all.
So my understanding is, and you can tell me if this is right or not, that the focal point of complaints was about deliveries and commercial deliveries on either side of the Liffey. For example, if you had someone who had a shop in the Jervis Street Centre and they needed to get clothing or other goods, or if they're in Arnott's or Brown Thomas, that there would be restrictions on this. I walked through the city this morning at 6:45 and there was quite a lot of delivery vans. Is it the position that you can deliver what you like between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. or are these restrictions 24/7?
Look, we all want to make sure businesses blooms and blossoms in Dublin. We're not trying to restrict business. That's not what we're trying to do. In fact, we're trying to increase the level of footfall into the city by ensuring people can access shops in an easy fashion and they can navigate through the city. I use a public transport myself this morning. I'm not a car owner. I don't drive. I cycle. I use public transport. And I see deliveries happening all the time. They are not the huge challenge for the city. And nobody is trying to restrict deliveries to shops. We want shops. Dublin is the economic engine of the island. Dublin City is the economic engine for the region, and we want to ensure that continues to grow and develop, and we want to support businesses to grow and develop and to ensure they employ people in good paying jobs.
But I specifically asked you, what are the delivery arrangements? What, you know, obviously there's a logistics issue here. What as you understand the plan, if you look at restrictions on Aston Quay and Bachelor's Walk and all of that, are they allowed to deliver at a certain time?
My understanding is they are, and we don't want to restrict that. And but what we need to do is ensure that this plan is not derailed. If there are aspects of it that need to be modified, absolutely. There was an open, transparent consultation process, but we can always ensure that we're not prohibiting businesses. This is not, we're not trying to put a dead hand on business, and nor should they try and put a dead hand on this plan. If there is genuine concerns, raise them. If there is certain streets or areas that we need to tweak or modify the plan, I'm sure we're open for it. But what's happening here is nothing like that, Ivan. We have a government minister stepping in, attempting to derail, stop, pause, block a plan that was supported and noted at Dublin City Council.
And also, I know some of the Fine Gael, Ray McAdam, one of the Fine Gael councillors, wasn't in favour of deferring. Now, you made reference to people with disability. So, people with disability have a blue sticker on their car. And so I'm looking for clarification. So no cars other than public transport, a taxi, a bus or whatever, is allowed in certain parts of the city. If you have one of these blue badges, will you be allowed to enter the city or not?
One of the issues was that the people with disabilities and their representative organisations felt their voices weren't heard and their concerns weren't raised. They contacted management, they contacted city councillors, we raise our concerns, which is the democratic way we do business in Dublin, not a top-down approach. And when we raise the issues, some of the management did raise a concern that there aren't so-called blue badges issued in Dublin. I'm open to correction, but they were saying that there is no blue badges, so it's very hard to differentiate between those driving disabled people driving cars and able-bodied people driving cars. And that's a challenge for us because we want to make sure that a blanket plan doesn't make the city less accessible. It's trying to make the city more accessible and more user-friendly. And that's why we want to ensure that the voices of those people using these vehicles and the general disability representative organisations, that their voices were central to it. We had a very comprehensive debate on it, and we want to make sure that they're central to the development of the plan. But one of the challenges was how you differentiate between these vehicles. And when we have had this debate, even at local level, in my own area in Ballyfermot and Drimnagh, that is a genuine concern. When there's a blanket ban on private cars, how do you ensure that people with disabilities who need to use a private car, how can they be accommodated? And we're open to all that. Absolutely. Let's make sure that they're central to the discussion, central to the debate, their voices are heard, their genuine concerns addressed, to make sure that they can go about their daily business as a right, not an afterthought.
Okay. Just to clarify one point, is this a reserve function for the councillors or is it an executive decision? Because I'm reading here from the Irish Times today and it refers to the CEO of the council. Mr Shakespeare said one group, the City Centre Traders Alliance, had commissioned an economic impact study on the plan and he would wait until he received this before, and I quote, I make a decision on whether to change the implementation dates. Is this actually a matter for the members or for Mr Shakespeare?
It's a matter for Mr Shakespeare, but I would question, I mean, if we are going to wait for every report to be done and every dot to be dotted and every T crossed, I think if we wanted a commission report, you could commission a report to say anything you want. What we know is what's best for the city, and the plan that's on the table is the best plan for the city. And I don't think we should be diverted or distracted by big business in Dublin trying to put a stop to it right now. If they wish to commission a report, why didn't they do it 12 months ago, 6 months ago, and use as part of their submission to the consultation process? Why are they coming in so late in the day in an attempt to stop the city becoming more pedestrian friendly? And I firmly believe that the fundamentals are this. city that is pedestrian friendly, user friendly, more accessible and safer is better for business, it's better for workers, and it's better for the environment.
Okay, we have
and
that point.
It's better for the communities who live in the area. That should be the overarching point.
There's been a huge response on the text machine 53106 to this. Hi, Ivan. If the council or government don't want traffic in the city, simply introduce a congestion charge and bigger fines for bus lane offenders with penalty points, says Paul. We have a locksmith shop service in city centre. How are we meant to go freely around the city to offer lock opening? And James says, will bus drivers in their private cars travelling to the bus depot get exemptions? And another one asks, what about people from all the over the country trying to get to the ferry in Dublin Port, the Point Depot or the Bordgash Theatre for concerts? The normal route is straight down the quays. How do you feel about a congestion charge, Dahi?
No, I don't think we need a congestion charge. It's not on the table. And also, just to dispel the myth, we're not about banning cars. That's not what we're trying to do. But the facts speak for themselves. A majority of traffic going through Dublin has no business in the city centre. It simply drives through Dublin to get to the other side of Dublin. That does not contribute to the economic growth, employment or sustainability of the city centre. In fact, quite the opposite. It's only contributing to traffic congestion. What we want to make sure is those who need to do business can do business. Those who want to get into the city centre to spend their hard-earned cash and enjoy the unique experience of Dublin city centre should be allowed to do so. This is not about a blanket car ban. That myth needs to be firmly dispelled. This is about creating a city for all where people can do business, it can flourish, visitors can enjoy it and people come in for the unique experience that is Dublin City Centre. That's what we want to create. It is not about banning anything.
All right. Sinn Féin councillor for Ballyfermot Drina, Councillor Dahi Doolan, thank you for joining us on the PK show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.